The Republican primary campaign has brought fame to a few eateries where candidates have dropped in for glad handing and good grub. There's Lindy's Diner in New Hampshire, Tommy's Country Ham House in South Carolina, and just about any pizza ranch in Iowa. It's not quite in that league yet, but in Florida, NPR's Greg Allen reports the GOP candidate's place to be is the Fish House in Pensacola.
The Fish House has been open since 1998, but in the last few years, it's become practically a local political institution. Mitt Romney was there yesterday for a morning rally, joined by Senator John McCain and actor Jon Voight. They brought out a large crowd, one that filled the outside deck and the upper gallery. Owner Collier Merrill says Mitt Romney's not the first candidate to grace the outdoor deck.
4 years ago, we had a lot of them come through. We had Mike Huckabee here and Rudy Giuliani and Fred Thompson, had them all. So Senator McCain being here was special. He was here actually 1 year ago today.
McCain was there for a party after his son Jack received his wings as a Navy pilot. Warming up the crowd before introducing Romney, McCain said Pensacola holds many memories for him. He trained as a cadet and received his wings here.
It's wonderful to be back in Pensacola. When I was a young Navy pilot, I did my best to help the economy here, Mayor. My entire paycheck was always donated to cultural institutions here.
Along with politics, what the Fish House is best known for are its grits a yaya, homemade cheese grits made with bacon, mushrooms, cream, garlic, topped with shrimp. Politics came along because of Merrill. He's an old friend of former Republican congressman and MSNBC host Joe Scarborough. Scarborough brought his Morning Joe show to the Fish House and broadcast live during the region's recovery from the Gulf oil spill. Politics have helped this restaurant's recovery, and Pensacola's Fish House hopes to sell a lot more grits a yaya before 2012 is over. Greg Allen, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.